WEAS, New York.
Bible, formerly heard at this time, is now being broadcast in the morning on another network. So won't you please consult your local newspaper for time and station. You know, friends, to understand is to be tolerant. That's a lesson that Eileen Holmes, student nurse in The Woman in White, must learn. And even though she's just entered training at Municipal Hospital and will meet for the first time Helen Bradley, superintendent of nurses, Eileen encounters her first conflict today on The Woman in White.
The Woman in White, dedicated to the women of America whose responsibility is tomorrow's world. Brought to you by Betty Crocker Soup. Wouldn't you like to serve home-cooked soup without all that homework? Then get acquainted with the Betty Crocker Package Soup, the vegetable noodle soup ingredients. This product was developed by Betty Crocker and her famous gold medal cooking staff, and it's truly an aristocrat among packaged soups. To make your soup, here's all you do. Just empty the package of Betty Crocker ingredients, vegetables, noodles, seasonings, into boiling water. Add butter or meat drippings, and let simmer. Now, isn't that easy? And the soup is delicious, full of garden fresh vegetable goodness, rich with creamy noodles. Try it, and soon, won't you? The Betty Crocker Vegetable Noodle Soup. Better get three packages today. In White.
Look here, Helen, it's you who are being unreasonable. And I believe in this instance rather ridiculous. No matter what you say or try to do, you can't change things. Do you understand? You can't change things.
Will you please lower your voice? I can hear you. It isn't necessary to shout.
But do you understand? Have I made myself clear?
Quite clear. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
I'm not leaving until I get some sort of an answer.
I gave you my answer. It doesn't satisfy you. I'm sorry. I told you a few moments ago that you're keeping me from the graduation exercises. Now, there's nothing further for me to say. So if you'll pardon me, I should be in the auditorium. Of course, I wouldn't expect you to appreciate that.
Under the circumstances, no. You're back from your vacation earlier than you were expected.
Oh, I see. Then you were here during my absence.
Yes. I was told you were away and weren't due back until the end of the week. No, Helen. It isn't necessary for you to see your girls, as you call them, receive their caps.
Either you leave this room or I will.
I wouldn't if I were you.
I could have you...
But you won't.
I'm sorry, Miss Bradley.
Oh, why, Dr. Burton.
I couldn't help overhearing some of your conversation. If you're being annoyed...
Mr. Hill was, just leaving.
Goodbye, Miss Bradley. Perhaps we can continue our conversation at some other place. At a more convenient time for both of us.
Come in, Miss Holmes.
Oh, I didn't know there was anyone with you.
Miss Holmes, this is Miss Bradley, our superintendent of nurses. I didn't know you'd have the pleasure of meeting her on your first evening at Municipal Hospital.
How do you do? How do you do, Miss Holmes? You said, Doctor, this was her first...
Yes, Miss Holmes is entering training.
I don't remember her application, but then I've been away for several weeks. Did Mrs. Martin okay?
Yes.
Won't you sit down? Thank you.
Miss Holmes comes highly recommended. I'm sure that you'll find her record quite satisfactory. Oh, and by the way, she's from my hometown.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. After you've gotten her settled, would you mind stopping in at my office?
You'll be here for a time yet?
Yes.
Very well, Doctor. I'll see you later, then.
You needn't worry about anything now, Miss Holmes. Miss Bradley's in charge, and I'm sure that she'll be able to make you feel quite at home.
Well, thank you, Dr. Burton.
I'll be seeing you around. Well,
good night, Doctor.
Good night.
Now, supposing you tell me something about yourself, Miss Holmes. There really isn't much to tell, except that I want to become a nurse. Obviously, or you wouldn't be here. You realize, of course, that the nursing profession isn't an easy one. There's a great deal of hard work connected with it. Responsibility. The period of training is trying and difficult. But for those who sincerely want to be of service, I think I can safely say that the profession can't help but be gratifying. Doesn't necessarily pay back in dollars and cents, but there's the personal satisfaction of helping people who are ill. Come to a hospital for care, for treatment. And understanding and sympathy, I might add. What I'm trying to say, Miss Holmes, is that there isn't any glamour or any romance attached to this profession, as some few young women are apt to think. Oh, I'm sure I haven't any false impressions because I've had what you might call first-hand experience.
You see...
First-hand experience. I've been a patient on several occasions. I know the qualifications of a real and fine nurse. She happened to be one of your own nurses. Miss Adams.
Karen? You knew Karen Adams?
Oh, yes. Dr. Burton did say that you... That is, during the epidemic, you...
Yes.
I see. And she looked after you, hmm?
I was her last patient before she contracted the disease herself.
Well, then it was she, shall I say, who might be the reason for your entering training.
Yes, Miss Bradley.
During my illness, I don't believe I once heard her say that nursing was difficult or demanding. To her, it was a great adventure. An adventure in life and death. With its tragedy and its comedy, too. I don't mean to sound disrespectful, Miss Bradley. What you said to me, I suppose, is more or less customary.
I'm very sorry, Miss Holmes, if you feel that I've been misrepresenting.
That isn't my feeling at all. Only... Well, perhaps I'm the one at fault. Because it so happens that I've been more in touch not only with the nursing profession, but with the medical profession as well. More than the average girl who enters training. When I was just a youngster, I made calls with my father. Helped him now and then.
Your father was a doctor?
Is a doctor.
I see.
And a very good one.
You're a little sensitive, aren't you, Miss Holmes?
Perhaps.
I advise you to get over that rather quickly.
I'm sure in time I will, Miss Bradley.
We seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot, which really was quite unnecessary. You're evidently tired. Suppose we call a truce and get you settled for the night, hmm?
I'm sorry if I said it.
No, that's quite all right. Perhaps it was my fault, having been somewhat on edge when you came in.
I do want you to understand. Being a nurse and a good nurse is very important to me. And I don't want you to think...
I won't. You only arrived today?
This evening. My train was late. I should wire Doc. I'd forgotten completely. I promised I'd let him know that I arrived safely. Is there any way?
Oh, yes, yes. I have the desk at Western Union for him.
I'd appreciate that very much, Miss Bradley.
Miss Frank, will you get Western Union on the phone for me, please?
Yes, thank you.
May take a few minutes. So your father's a doctor, hmm?
Well, he actually isn't my father. I mean... Well, I've lived with him ever since I was a baby. My parents were killed in an accident.
Oh. Well, then this doctor adopted you.
No, he didn't.
And you never knew about your real parents?
I know a great deal about them. Dr. Purdy knew them quite well.
Dr. Purdy?
Yes.
Name sounds familiar.
Perhaps you've heard Dr. Burton speak of him.
Yes, perhaps.
And he's been in the papers. Well, in the local papers, anyway. His name's been mentioned for the fine work he did during the epidemic.
Yes? Yes. Oh, just a minute. Western Union is home.
Oh, thank you. Hello? This goes to Dr. Robert Purdy, 310 South First Street, Oakview, Iowa. Dear Dad, arrived safe and sound. Train 6 hours late. But I'm here, and everything is wonderful, just as I knew it would be. Write soon. All my love. Sign it, Eileen.
Takes care of everything, Miss Holmes. I hope you'll be comfortable, and I'm sure that after a good night's rest, you'll be ready to start in the morning. Good night.
Good night, Miss Bradley.
Yeah? Well, come in, Helen. What in heaven's name took you so long?
Paul Burton, wherever did you find this girl?
Eileen, you mean? Well, I didn't find her, Helen. She just... she just happened, that's all.
Yes. If that's the way she impressed me, she just happened.
There was a pause. Neither the superintendent of nurses nor Dr. Burton spoke. And then words that more or less surprised the doctor. Words from the lips of Helen Bradley.
She's going to need some looking after, Paul. A great deal of looking after.
You are listening to The Woman in White. When the famous Betty Crocker gives her own name to a product, as she's done with that new packaged soup, Betty Crocker Vegetable Noodle Soup Ingredients, well, you can be sure that this product's about the best of its kind your money can buy. So when buying packaged soup, naturally you choose, don't you, the Betty Crocker quality, the soup tested and approved by Betty Crocker and her staff of cooking experts. Is it on your grocery order today? Betty Crocker Vegetable Noodle Soup Ingredients. And now, here is your host again, Ed Prentice.
Thank you, Bob. Eileen Holmes, a student nurse, an individualist, keeps before her always the image of Karen Adams, a Florence Nightingale, hopes to follow in the footsteps of all women in white. A wonderful profession, nursing. We all know how much nurses are needed, today more than ever. Young girls who are graduating this June from high schools all over the country should stop and think for a moment before making their decisions for the future. Your daughter can enter no finer profession than that which Eileen has entered, the profession of the woman in white. Well, This is Ed Prentice, your host on the General Mills Hour. See you tomorrow.